I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1942. That was the day that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt reestablished the National War Labor Board, just a little over a month before the United States had entered World War II. In the days after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Congress voted to join the global conflict. Soon after the war was declared, the president brought together representatives from both business and labor. The president won commitments of no strikes or lockouts during the conflict. He wanted further assurances, however, that the great industrial war machine would continue to run smoothly. He looked back on how labor disputes were handled during World War I as a model. During that earlier global conflict, President Woodrow Wilson had set up a National War Labor Board. President Roosevelt kept the same name for his board, but charged it with even more sweeping powers. The board consisted of 12 members, 4 from labor, 4 from business, and 4 from the general public. But the overall composition of those selected tilted in favor of business. Any labor dispute that might impact the war effort was sent before the board. Since practically the entire United States economy was part of the war engine, this gave the group significant power. In establishing the board, President Roosevelt declared, "The national interest demands that there shall be no interruptions of any work which contributes to the effective prosecution of the war." The board played a decisive role in setting wages for many workers during the war. Labor protested the hardship of stagnant wages, as the raises determined by the board did not keep up with the cost of living, as prices were driven up by wartime scarcities. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.